She had a normal childhood illness. I document it in intimate detail through the book, but briefly, she had a normal childhood illness, which was croup. And we tried the usual things, taking her into a steamy bathroom and so on, and it didn't work. In the condensed version, we took her to hospital. My husband's a doctor himself, took her into hospital, and they decided to keep her in overnight, just as a precaution in case anything happened. And something did happen when the doctors tried to put a drip up in her foot. She had an attack and stopped breathing. And because of the delay in the crash team getting there, it was too late to save her, and she had brain damage. So she was on life support for 4 days before we decided to turn off the machines and donate her organs for transplantation.
Awful decision.
It was, yeah, it was. It was, we kind of knew that it was happening before it was voiced to us, if you understand what I mean. And so we were the ones who made the suggestion about organ transplantation. And my husband, being a doctor, he wanted to be present when the tests for death were carried out, just to make absolutely sure that they were correct. I mean, obviously they were going to be, that was what he needed to do. Mm. And then we had to live with the aftermath, go home to a house which was completely different, and a family which was completely different, because one of us was missing.
Mm. How, we'll come to that in a moment. How does it affect the situation, the fact that you have a medical practitioner, someone with expertise in the house? Yeah. This must cast it all into a different light.
It does cast it into a different light. There are all kinds of there's all kinds of different nuances, which again are in the book, which I don't want to go into too much, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to give the impression that I'm casting blame on anybody, because I'm not. It took me a long time to realise it. It probably took me about 20 years to come to the understanding that actually, everybody did their best, but their best just wasn't quite good enough. And that's what happens in all kinds of situations. You know, you might be driving your car down the street, you do your best, and then you take your eye off the ball and you bump somebody. I think for my husband, it was very challenging for him, because he did have that bit about he's Abby's dad, and he's also a doctor working in this hospital, working with some of these people that he sees around in the corridors and in meetings and that kind of thing. So it is very challenging and something very, very difficult to work through.